This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Good morning. This is John Jackson again with you here this morning, sitting in for Aaron Flint. He's out, and I believe he's going to be back Friday after tomorrow's holiday. And welcome to New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. I just heard on the Fox News break there that it is already passed. We're already into 2026 over in Australia. Amazingly enough, they are that far ahead of us. And I saw some of our friends already out on X celebrating that they're already in the new year over there. Want you guys to call in here this morning. We have totally open phones. 406-294-0970. You can call in, talk about anything you want to talk about, or message us. Message us anything you want to talk about. You can call in here and talk to the producer and tell him anything you want to talk about, and we will get it on the air and we'll discuss it. We've got some guests coming up this morning in the 8 o'clock hour, so we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Some sad news today to report to you on New Year's Eve. The passing of actor Isaiah Whitlock Jr. Don't know how many of you knew him by his name. I can tell you I didn't know him by his actual name, but who I did know him as is the famous character of Senator Clay Davis on the show The Wire. Was a completely riveting character. Every time he was on the screen, he stole every scene he was in. And even though in that show he played a crooked state senator that was involved with drug traffickers, he just had that presence about him that you love to hear him talk and love to hear him do his thing, and was just a funny guy even in his corruption. And if you look at all the people talking about him out here this morning on social media, that's what he's remembered for, is that role. He was also in Goodfellas. He was in Veep and Da 5 Bloods, Cocaine Bear. He had a long acting career. But it's funny how those certain actors out there, that no matter what role they're in, if it's a tiny little role in a movie or TV show, you always remember them. And you're always watching them and what they do. They just have that thing. They have it that commands the room and commands the scene when they're in it. And Isaiah Whitlock was like that. And by the way, if you guys have never seen the classic show The Wire, it came out on HBO back in, I want to say, the mid-2000s. Went maybe six seasons. And it is absolute must-watch TV, particularly if you enjoy police or detective shows. It's one of the most realistic you will ever see, and follows the politics of it. Absolutely, if you want to watch some real life police drama, go watch that show.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay at around 50. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will bottom out in the lower to middle 30s. And in the outlook for Thursday, does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine, as high temperature readings will stay back into the upper 40s and lower 50s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Fry.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Got already a message in here this morning from Nancy in Roundup. She says, one of the solutions to the Somali fraud in our country is to get rid of the welfare. We don't need it anymore. Find those NGOs and find them so we can get some of that money back. Happy New Year's. Trump is moving us ahead in a great many ways. Yeah, absolutely. Nancy, I totally agree with that. And funny you should mention that, because where are we today? We're Wednesday. For the last 2 days, what have we been talking about here on this show? We've been talking about the Somali fraud there in Minneapolis. And what did we say? We said, this is just the tip of the iceberg, right? And then it's going to go everywhere the Somali communities are. And don't get me wrong, it's not limited to just them. You're also going to see big, big groups of these other illegal alien and, you know, in big quotes, Joe Biden legal alien groups doing this stuff all over the country. But what popped last night, overnight, is, bada-bing, Washington State. They have not fought. These headlines are incredible. I'm just going to go down a few of them for you. First of all, uncovered in Kent, Washington, empty Somali daycares. No kids, hostile responses. From libs of TikTok, 20 Somalian daycares within three blocks in a subsidized housing area in Seattle. When a journalist goes to ask questions, they call the police on him. No kids, doors slammed in his face. Now, listen to that again. 20 Somalian daycares within three blocks in a subsidized housing area. So they're in there living in homes that you pay for, putting up fake businesses and scamming more of your tax money through these daycare scams. How about that? And you're going to love this one. Washington State Senator Lisa Wellman is already pre-filing legislation to hide the information about daycares and their operators from the public. Can you believe how shameless these people are? That tells you right there, they're in on it. They're in on it, and they're completely fine with all of this happening. With the billions of dollars being of taxpayer dollars being stolen by these people. So willing and so in on it that they're going to file, that they're completely shameless to file legislation to hide the information about the operators. It boggles the mind. Then we have citizen journalist Cam Higby exposed the Hilawi Safiya daycare in Washington for getting nearly $1 million in taxpayer dollars. And this apparently, according to the video I'm looking at, is supposed to be in someone's home. It's not even a business front. They didn't even go to the trouble of, you know, getting a leering center. they didn't even go to the trouble. They didn't even bother with that. They just put it in somebody's home. That's the address where this daycare is supposed to be. And, of course, there's no daycare there. Oh, it doesn't stop there with the politicians. Apparently, the Washington State Attorney General is now accusing journalists of harassment for investigating fraud and fake daycares. And he wrote out a long statement on this out on social media. And I'll read it to you. My office has received outreach from members of the Somali community after reports of home-based daycare providers being harassed and accused of fraud with little to no fact-checking. We are in touch with the State Department of Children, Youth, and Families regarding the claims being pushed online and the harassment reported by daycare providers. This is unsafe and potentially dangerous. I encourage anyone experiencing threats or harassment to contact local law enforcement. See, yeah, these are Democrat, Washington State Democrats circling the wagons around their community that they know are committing these frauds. Did they come? Did the Attorney General come out there and say, "Wow, this looks concerning"? And if anyone has any actual information about fraud going on, please contact my office. Oh no! Oh no! No no! No, he wants. He is calling any attempt to uncover this harassment and wants that reported. I mean, these people are absolutely shameless. And what are you there? You know what you are? You're a co-conspirator. You're an absolute co-conspirator in this. An accomplice after the fact. Incredible. And like we've said for the past 2 days, I'll say it again. Even this right here is just the tip of the iceberg. When this breaks all over the country, and it's not just the daycares, folks. It's every piece of public money they can scam.
Securing America.
Last January 1st, 14 people were killed in the New Orleans terror attack when the suspect drove a rented pickup truck through a crowd on Bourbon Street. This year, security in New Orleans is beefed up. Colin Arnold, the director of the New Orleans Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, says there will be approximately 800 law enforcement personnel in the French Quarter who will also have extra help.
Federal partners stepping up with more personnel and law enforcement resources.
For example,
Coast Guard providing aviation support, patrol boats.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell also says that National Guard troops now in the city
are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras culminates with Fat Tuesday, February 17th. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
For the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Wayne Nordlund on this New Year's Eve. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins yesterday signed a new memorandum setting clear priorities for future USDA-funded research aimed at strengthening U.S. agriculture and putting farmers first. The Trump administration says the shift moves away research from DEI-focused initiatives and toward practical solutions that improve farm profitability, expand markets, protect against invasive pests and diseases, promote soil health, and improve human health through better nutrition and food quality. USDA leaders say strategic investments in research will also help producers lower costs, increase productivity, and remain globally competitive while ensuring a safe, affordable food supply for consumers across the nation. Read more about this new memorandum by visiting westernagnetwork.com.
Farmers, it's time to make plans to attend the 2026 Montana and Wyoming Barley and Sugar Beet Symposium, January 6th and 7th at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. The symposium will once again feature critical topics like weather, drones, chemical and licensing changes, fertilizer use, disease, EPA, and generational farm planning. It's one of the best educational and entertaining symposiums for sugar beets, malt barley, precision ag, soil health, and a variety of other topics. To register, visit mountainstateegg.org. Looking for the perfect gift that keeps giving all year long? Why not give the gift of a Montana Farm Bureau membership to friends who love agriculture? A Farm Bureau membership offers so much, including opportunities to make your voice heard in Helena and Washington, D.C. Monthly publications to help stay informed, fantastic money-saving member benefits from health care to equipment, and the chance to become involved in a community organization, your county Farm Bureau. Find out more at mfbf.org.
Returning back here on New Year's Eve, continuing our countdown now with the top five stories that aired on Western Ag Network media channels from radio, TV, and social media this year. Coming in at number five was our coverage of the Vermilion Ranch spring production bull and female sale. The story became one of our most viewed and engaged bull sale coverage items of the year. At number four, our conversation with auctioneer Ty Thompson during this year's Northern Livestock Video Auction Series.
unprecedented demand. When you get someone to walk in and give $8, $9, $10 for a pound of hamburger and leave a $2 pork chop sitting there on the shelf, that's unprecedented demand. And it's not slowing down. It's good. And then what has added fuel to the fire is the corn crop in all areas of the country is expected to be record breaking.
With cattle prices pushing into record territory, this discussion offered timely insights on market drivers, risks, and opportunity during this year's strong cattle market. Now landing at number three, Tyson Foods' announcement to close its beef processing plant in Lexington, Nebraska. The decision sparked widespread concern from ranchers, communities, and consumers, raising questions about capacity, competition, and the future of rural processing infrastructure.
This was a clip from our coverage with Jeff Stoley of the Nebraska Cattlemen.
We're probably talking about 15% of Nebraska's daily slaughter capacity, give or take a little bit. When you take that much capacity offline, obviously there are going to be some fairly serious ripples because you've got a good many cattle that had found a market and a harvest location at that plant for going on 35 years now. And all of a sudden, as about 60 days out, those cattle have to find a new home.
During our midday ag report, we'll have the top two stories we covered here on the Western Ag Network this afternoon. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So many of the stories out here today are all intersecting with this Somali fraud story. Because, like we talked about last couple of days, so many people in our D.C. establishment and our political class are off right now. You got the Christmas holiday intersecting with obviously New Year's Eve tonight, and then New Year's Day tomorrow with that holiday, and so the people that ordinarily are sticking their thumbs in our lives and messing up everything and making all the news, they're not working right now. So there's not a lot of big news out there being made. So. A lot of the Somali daycare stuff is dominating the news, but you'll love this one. From Politico, you guys know who Politico is. They're a big online news service they're the go-to a lot of times for political news, insider stuff, things that people want leaked out here. They're a big outfit. Well, one of their main reporters, and he calls himself their senior legal affairs reporter, and that is Josh Gerstein. I'll read you the post he puts out yesterday. At some point, the amateur effort to knock on doors of home daycares intersects with robust stand-your-ground laws. Now, what's he implying right there? He's implying that the Somalis should just start assaulting or even shooting at anybody that comes and knocks on their door because they're somehow being attacked when somebody, knocks on your door. That's an attack against your person, and you're going to be standing your ground there. It shows just how hostile these people are to any of this fraud being uncovered, that he would suggest to Somalis and people out there that they start attacking for people that are knocking on their doors. But it also shows that he doesn't have any idea what the stand your ground law means, what it is. He's just throwing it into the public discourse like a grenade. And man, he got hammered for this. Just about everywhere I saw this, major figures in pop culture, in media, everybody came back on this and just hammered him over it. But do you think for one second he deleted this? Oh, no. Oh, no, not in any way shamed or embarrassed or anything, or, maybe upset that he went a little bit too far. Oh, no. No. This thing is still up on his feed as of today, because these guys don't care. They do not care. And boom, that's right there. If you were listening to the Fox News break, that was going to be one of our follow-up stories, but we might as well hit that right now, in that what also happened yesterday is Trump's HHS came out and said they are freezing all funding of child care payments to the entire state of Minnesota over this fraud. And look out, because like we said in the past couple of days, this is going to snowball all over the country. And like we said, it's not just the daycare, it's just a little bitty portion of the fraud that they are uncovering. If you remember back during the government shutdown, well, remember when everybody was complaining about their EBT benefits, their food stamps? Well, they were showing that back then. They were showing these Somalis that have a grocery store right next to their restaurant, and then they get EBT with your money. They buy groceries out of their own grocery store, and then take those groceries over to their restaurant, prepare food to sell it. I mean, and they got, obviously, we talked about the other day, they're all into the fraud of the Medicaid dollars for autistic children. Can you imagine anything more low down than scamming dollars out there meant for autistic kids? You just can't even wrap your head around it. And then it comes out there was the 800 transportation companies just right there in Minneapolis that were set up supposedly to take people to their appointments, that it's all fake. Every single piece of government money out there, they are stealing. And like I said, it's not just them. And we said the other day, when we uncovered some of this, the HHS bill that they're working on now, the HHS funding bill, it's right there written into the Department of Labor. What do they do when people call for help? You know, the Department of Labor, which would be about getting a job. What do? They have programs there that point people right to all of these free government welfare benefits. The government, federal and state out there, is set up now with your tax money to provide all of your tax money in the hundreds of billions of dollars on a silver platter to these thieves. It is a circle of fraud and corruption and incompetence. Like, we'll say again, we're not really $38 trillion in debt from our spending. We're $38 trillion in debt from incompetence and thievery.
Could be the best year ever for your retirement.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former Special Counsel Jack Smith wants a full open hearing with the House Judiciary Committee. Smith's counsel Lanny Brewer and Peter Kosky wrote to Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan to reiterate the request. They want their client to have the chance to defend himself in public against GOP attacks. In the letter, the two say Smith followed DOJ requirements. They also want the videotape of Smith's testimony be released in full so he can speak to the public directly. Smith's deposition spanned more than 8 hours recently. He spoke to the committee under oath and stood by his decisions to levy criminal charges against the then former president for allegedly mishandling classified documents and attempting to subvert the results of the 2020 election. House and Senate Republicans have vowed to investigate Smith and his office's work as a crusade against the president. Smith's testimony is hamstrung by grand jury secrecy rules, DOJ policy, and an order from a federal judge that a volume of his report surrounding the classified documents case remain under seal. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I want you guys to call in here and tell me what you think the top stories of 2025 are. Because we've got a whole bunch of them. This was a crazy, crazy year. And I've seen lists out there that compile them, but you know nobody's list is ever complete. So I've got a couple of mine, and I've seen a couple of other people's lists, but I'd like for you guys to call in here or you know, leave a message or whatever and tell us what is your number one or your couple of big stories out there. Well, I think now we have, stand by, I'm going to have to change microphones. We have our first caller of the morning. Stand by one. We have got Niz on the line. Are you there, Niz?
I am. How are you?
Good morning. What's up?
How is the Somalian disaster not at the top of everyone's list? Because it should be. Because if we're discussing the Somalian disaster across the country, the illegal disasters, the refugee disasters, and every other foreign disaster, it's really interesting that in Montana has some shifty refugee nonsense as well that no one is really talking about. There's an organization called the International Rescue Committee, and that's in Missoula. It's based inside of a church. They help resettle illegals and refugees. And I did a quick little search on this outfit. They have 37 employees. And in 2023, they only had 123 refugees show up. That's a lot of employees for 123 people that need some housing. And furthermore, this NGO, this charity, they received about $2.2 million federal tax dollars. Okay, so that's 91% of their total operating budget. So this little charity in Missoula, who is helping these third world invaders that Joe Biden brought here, they got $2 million in 1 year. That's a lot of money. And to make matters worse, you know, there's zero oversight. They don't release any information about where the money went, where these people were resettled. You really need your own Nick Shirley in Montana to see what's going on there, because this is really a cancer. That's what we're learning, is that this is a cancer inside of the body of America.
Yeah, and Aaron has reported over the years on numerous of those NGOs out there and these church and religious charities that are doing this under their umbrella. And that's the other thing, what you just mentioned is the beauty, as far as the Democrats and Republicans too, the beauty of these NGOs to them is that they're completely unaccountable to anybody. They don't have to show records to anybody. They're not accountable to the public. That's what these politicians love about them.
Yeah, I mean, and you were talking about Washington State, but look at Ohio, the governor of Ohio, Mike DeWine, his NGO, Lutheran Social Services. They received $227 million in 2024 alone, $227 million to assist Somalians. That's just one NGO. There are dozens in Columbus alone. You know, we can tear apart Minnesota or Washington State, but they're blue states. It's far too late. They're lost to the left. But Ohio isn't yet. And we really risk losing a red state. And as we know how Ohio goes, that's where the nation goes. This is very important. There are 60 to 80,000 Somalians right now in Columbus, Ohio, that we know of. Most of them are citizens. Mike DeWine has speed-tracked them to get citizenship. That's a big problem for the midterms, if President Trump wants to save his presidency, his legacy, and his backside, he'd seriously start considering invoking a national emergency, because that's what's happening with these Somalis. This is a national security threat. They've been sending hundreds of millions of dollars to U.S. designated terrorist organizations. That means by default, we're all accomplices to that.
If you've been following this, the history of this, I mean, this is going back 20, 25 years. You have people like Ann Coulter and friends of hers raising the flag on this long time ago, 25 years ago. But see, back then, you know, the only people that were really bothered by a lot of this illegal immigration. We're like people in Texas, down on the border, California, but everywhere else, it didn't really bother you in your daily life. And they were mostly Latinos who snuck across the border on their own dime and were working and they were sending money back home, right? But nowadays, the last 10 years, our government and Democrats have turned this into an art form where they're bringing in millions on your dime. And then they come in here on your dime and then continue to steal from you while they're here.
Well, yeah, I mean, and look at how the ripple effects of this has turned out. An interesting ripple effect is the win of Mamdani in New York City. You know, he's appointing women who support ripping down hostage posters from the October 7th massacre. He's supporting assemblywomen in Queens who reject federal holidays because they say they despise the American holidays. They're uninclusive. He's hired rabid lunatics who defend the backers of 9/11 hijackers. I mean, you have this socialist Islamist mayor coming into power of the financial capital of the world, and don't think that is not going to spread across the entire state, the United States of America. People think the rise of political Islam began with Barack Hussein Obama, but it really didn't. George Bush started all of this after 9/11. He believed we could befriend the Islamic world. In fact, he brought in a huge amount of Somalians into Minnesota, and this has just morphed into this cancer. I mean, he really thought that they'd be waving American flags, and 24 years later, we've imported millions of them, and now they're on the streets of America waving Hamas and Hezbollah flags. They're stealing money out of Americans' pockets to the tune of almost $1 trillion. I mean, if you think I'm nuts for saying that, like, look at Europe. They're 10 years in front of us. Radical Islam has entirely taken over. That is the beginning of what's happening here. Look at the polls, John. I mean, 26 to 30% of people under the age of 30 inside of America side with the Palestinians. They side with Hamas. They think socialism is the answer to America's problems. So the future of America is really imbalanced. This is kind of a wound that's been opened now. And if the Trump administration doesn't stop this, doesn't stop the march of radical Islam under President Trump, because this is what this is, the whole Somalian thing, that's what this is. They bring their third world radical Islamic behavior here, their third world ways. And now this is on President Trump. This isn't Joe Biden's problem any longer.
Well, what was always the problem, the promise of American legal immigration is that we were willing to bring people in here and let them immigrate in here. People who came here searching for a better life and who wanted to be Americans. Okay, that's the big one. They came here because they love us and they want to be an American. They want to assimilate into our society and be one of us. And boy, hasn't that crashed right through the basement here. And you were talking about Mamdani. Did you see the story where now him and Kathy Hochul, the governor, have now set up their own scheme of multi-billion dollar levels for their own child care daycare program? How do you think that's going to work out?
I think it's going to work out the same way it's working out across the country with the Somalians. It's just more stolen money. I mean, if the American voter, if the MAGA supporters don't start seeing some arrests, and I mean soon, over the Somalian pillaging of the American taxpayer, that a whole lot of Trump supporters are about to become couch potatoes on election day during the midterms. I see it on social media. The White House has to realize that when you continue to hire swamp in these high positions, like at the DOJ and FBI, you're going to get swamp results. So regime change within the administration needs to happen real fast before the midterms, and that requires some extremely tough calls on the part of President Trump. I mean, I'm seeing it again and again on Twitter, or X, if you want to call it X. People are infuriated. We actually have very prominent people, large accounts, talking about stopping paying taxes. I mean, I can't blame them. I mean, we're all working, and Somalians and illegals are robbing us blind. I mean, this may make people feel uncomfortable, but I would suggest that everyone begins to hold President Trump accountable. He's not a helpless 10-year-old. He's not fighting the world alone. And if he can't figure out how to destroy our enemies inside of America, we have a huge problem.
Imagine if there's a fire hydrant open in your neighborhood, and that thing is just gushing water
all over the place, right? What are you going to do? You know, what's the fire department going to do? Is the fire department, or is anybody going to come up there and start trying to bucket out the water? You know, bucket out that water off the street? No. What is your first response? Turn it off. Shut down the fire hydrant. And that's what's got to get done here. They've started to do it, but you've got to shut off this money. That's the first thing. We talked about that right when Trump came into office. Hey, we're coming up to the break news. You want to hang around for the next segment?
Sure.
All right. Be right back.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Patrol cars pull up, lights flashing, officers take him into custody. In the footage, Reiner is seen as raising his hands as officers approach. And this is not political. This is a human tragedy. It just is. It is unbelievable. You know, this poor kid, this kid has been in rehab 17 times. And everybody that listens to the show right now, I guarantee that you know somebody that has, you know, or somebody or somebody's family or somebody's family member or a friend or a coworker as a family member addicted to drugs. You want to know why Donald Trump is going after these narco terrorists? For this reason.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you ever thought about upgrading your window treatments but didn't want the hassle, our friends at Blinds.com are here to change the game. They are the only company that lets you shop for custom blinds and shades online. You just go to Blinds.com. You can skip the stress. Blinds.com makes it easy to get that designer look without that showroom markup. Now, you get the same quality, the same service you would at other high-end stores, but you get it at a fraction of the price. Now, samples, they'll send them to your door directly. Now, more than just blinds, Blinds.com carries everything from bamboo shades to shutters, outdoor shades for your patio, and much, much more. All Blinds.com orders are back with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Right now, Blinds.com is giving you, my listeners, an exclusive $50 off offer when you spend $500 or more. Just use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, when you check out. It's a limited-time offer. Just go to Blinds.com for details.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures will stay at around 50. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will bottom out in the lower to middle 30s. And then the outlook for Thursday does call for a mix of clouds and sunshine, as high temperature readings will stay back into the upper 40s and lower 50s around the region. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, if you're traveling through the holidays, through the new year, I'll tell you what, make sure you have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone. Heck, sometimes you'll have the button right on your dashboard in your vehicle if you have the Montana Talks app on your phone. And then you can listen to the show live. You can download podcast audio, plus get any of the news stories or commentary that we publish on the site as well. Yeah. Get the Montana Talks app on your phone. Great to have with you through the holidays and the new year.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We are back here with Niz on the line. Niz, I just got a great message in here from Fred in the Flathead. And he says, what if the supposed rise in autism was directly proportional to the Somali and other scammers fraud? Man, now that is an interesting thought, isn't it? Now, I know that rise in autism has been going on for a long time, you know, probably 20 years, at least I've been hearing about it, but I bet it's been contributing to it.
I'm sure it has. I mean, everything now that we're finding out, even with the debt, like you said earlier, is just fraud. Everything is fraud. This, I don't think we have even begun to grasp what has been going on here. But I mean, if you're talking about targeting the villains in this whole picture, because there always has to be people that need to be made as the example so no one ever does this again. Why aren't we touching Ilhan Omar and her husband? They haven't been charged yet. These are two of the biggest fraudsters that I've seen in a long, long time. They're $30 million richer today. They went from having lint balls in their pockets 6 years ago to $30 million. Where is the IRS? Where is the FBI? Where are those 5,000 agents who went after Americans that were at the Capitol on January 6th? Maybe put them to work going after these Somalians and these politicians who are funding terrorism, who are tearing our country apart, instead of the local orange seller who's an illegal that's been here for 20 years and isn't bothering anyone. But, you know, like you said, it's the money. I mean, where does this end? There's no end in sight. And within the last 48 hours, we just learned that the GOP-run Senate wants another $5.6 billion for bringing in foreigners and giving them welfare. This is absolute madness. And the president has got to get a hold of this, because we can all see the wheels are coming off. Most Americans are not paying attention to this. If you're not on X, you have no clue that this is even going on, because the mainstream media isn't covering it. And this is something that is so serious, it could potentially lose our 2028 election, because why would anyone continue to vote for their own demise?
Yeah, and imagine that $5 billion that you were just talking about there. That's what the Senate has proposed for refugee assistance, in big quotes, refugee assistance. Now, that would be just through... That just kicks them to the next CR. That could be 3 months. We don't even know. I mean, it could go to October, but it could be 3 months. $5 billion. Now, also, let's imagine that, of course, the Trump administration is not going to use that. Imagine, and they probably wouldn't. But that money just sitting there in that account, and then they keep re-upping it every single time they do a budget. How much money is sitting in that account by the time Gavin Newsom comes in here in 2028, if that were to happen? What's sitting in there? $25 billion that he can immediately use to start cranking up the planes again and flying them all in here?
Well, you're exactly right. And that's why, this is so much bigger, as big as the Somalian story is. This is so much bigger than just that. President Trump has got to get hold of the GOP. They're still operating under the old school ways, which is they follow these institutional norms. They haven't yet fully accepted or adapted to this new war that's in front of them. I mean, we're not impeaching any judges. Huge disappointment. And with all due respect to the DOJ, if we're looking at the track record of some of these Bondi prosecutors, I'm not even sure they're capable of winning these cases at all. And Mike Johnson knows that. John Thune knows that. And that's why they're not going to start doing this. So we kind of have to come to grips with legal realities here. And so does the White House. And so what's President Trump left with? Well, he's left with doing what President Biden mostly did throughout his presidency: ignore the courts and do whatever you want. Because who's going to stop President Trump, John, from snatching illegals, putting criminals on planes, dumping them off in any random third world hellhole that they came from? Who's going to stop that? Eric Swalwell? Hakeem Jeffries? No one's stopping him. However,
great call, Niz. We are up to the break. Thank you very much. We'll see you back there.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.